Please stand as you are able. This holy and blessed day is the first of the week, the King and Master of all days, the feast of feasts and the season of seasons. On this day, we bless Christ forever and ever. O faithful, come. Celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus the Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. Now that we have seen the resurrection of the Christ, let us adore the all-holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We bow in worship before your cross, O Christ. We praise and glorify your resurrection, for you are our God, and we have no other. We magnify your name. All your faithful come. Let us adore the holy resurrection of the Christ. Behold, through your cross, joy has come to the world. Let us always bless the Lord. Let us sing his resurrection. By enduring the pain of the cross, he has crushed death by his death. He is risen and dies no more. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And
Let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Christ among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. We have just a few announcements this morning. First, I want to thank the Lutheran Men in Mission for providing a wonderful breakfast for us this morning following our sunrise service. If you helped provide this morning, would you please stand so we can thank you? There we go. It was delicious. Thank you. Also, if you purchased a lily, please pick up your lily after worship this morning. We still have some poinsettias in the kitchen left over from Christmas that Edwina has managed to keep alive. But please take the lilies with you this morning. We're starting something new in the bulletin each week. We're going to have the name and address of someone in our congregation who is either homebound or in a care center, asking you to keep them in prayer that week. And then if you'd like to go visit them or send them a card, you're welcome to do that. So this week we have Kat Varner in the bulletin. Please send her a note and keep her in your prayers. Also keep in your prayers Kent Everhart and his girlfriend Diane Yontz. They were in a car accident last night. They are up at Baptist Hospital. I had a voicemail from Kent this morning. I haven't been able to return the call yet. But they both broke some ribs and they're pretty banged up. And I'm not sure if they're coming home today or what all of that means, but please keep them in your prayers because they are pretty banged up and I'm sure they're going to be pretty sore for a while. Lastly, the office is closed tomorrow, so if you need anything, you can always leave a voicemail on the phone, or you can send me an email, and I will get to that on Tuesday. We have one birthday this week, actually today, Lori Cecil. Happy birthday, Lori. She finally gets to have her birthday on Easter, the first time in her whole life. Yes. Jim and Amy Horn have an anniversary this week. And three folks are remembering their baptismal dates, Carrie Fritz, Johnny Fritz, and Sandra Vaughn. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And why don't we go ahead and have the time for the children so that they can go off and have a fun time with Susan and Maddie in Children's Church. So I'd like to invite the children to come forward. Thank you for serving as acolyte today, Calvin. Hey, Sawyer. And Max. And Brody. You want to sit by us? You want to sit by Sawyer? Okay. And we've got Lincoln and Ava and Maddie and Kate. Good morning, everybody. Well, do you notice some things that are different this morning in the sanctuary? You do? Well, first of all, we have flowers, don't we? We have lots of lilies. We always have these on Easter. Let's see. Instead of the purple paraments and purple cloths, we have white and gold. Let's see. Have you noticed anything different in what we've been singing or saying from the last few weeks? Calvin? There's lots of alleluias. I don't know about you guys, but I sure missed singing and saying the alleluias. And it kind of feels like my heart is back home now that we can get back to singing those. I don't know if you remember, some of you weren't here, but at the very beginning of Lent, we have an alleluia flag that we hid in the sanctuary because during the 40 days of Lent, 46 including the Sundays, we don't say the word alleluia in worship. We don't say it in prayer. We don't sing it in our songs. We fast or we take a break from saying alleluia during the season of Lent. And so by the time Easter rolls around, I think we're all ready and very excited to say it. So I was hoping, especially for those of you that might remember where we hid it, if you could help me find it this morning. Do you remember Sawyer? Okay, everybody, let's follow Sawyer. I think he remembers where we hid it. It's still there. Yay. All right, can we come out here and show it to everybody? Can you help me hold it up, Sawyer? There we go. Whoops. Oh, dear. Usually I knock over things with my purse, but today I'm knocking them over with my robe and all. That's okay. We'll get it later. Here it is. What does it say? Alleluia! 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 So since Easter in the church lasts for 50 days, not just one day, for 50 days, starting next Sunday, I'm going to have this hanging up as part of our decorations in the sanctuary for Eastertide. So thank you for helping me find this. Would you all pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for each other. Thank you for Easter and for Jesus' love. Help us to share that love with others and the whole world. We love you, God. Amen. All right, if you'd like, you are welcome to follow Susan and Maddie and go to Children's Church for a little bit, and then you can come back for communion.
The first reading for Easter Sunday is from the 10th chapter of Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel. preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life. The Psalm is 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. Let Israel now declare,
God's mercy.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
And my
shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord has
guided. The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord has guided.
I shall not die but live.
The
Lord indeed punished me sorely. Open for me the gates of righteousness. This is the gate of the Lord. I give thanks to you, for you have answered me. The stone that the builders rejected, By the Lord this has been done. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
The second reading is from Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. he is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm so excited. It's Easter, and I'm not just talking today. In the church, Easter lasts for 50 days, and the next few Sundays, I get to preach on some of my favorite texts in the whole Bible. We get to sing, "This is the feast," and eat at the table, the victory feast of our God, for Christ has conquered sin and death, and love has the last word over all of our lives. We made it through Holy Week. I can't tell you what Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday do to my heart. It's such a hard week to lead services. Because although we know Easter is coming, there's still the weight and pain of Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. But here we are on Easter Sunday, the day that all Sundays are modeled after. Each Sunday is a mini celebration of the resurrection. So this week, in the midst of everything else going on, during Holy Week, it had marked 2 months since the earthquake shook Turkey and Syria. It's been a couple of months, so I don't know how many of you remember this, but on February 6th, more than 50,000 people died in the earthquake that occurred, and more than 1.5 million people became homeless, nearly two-thirds of that number being children. Now, although the news coverage has long moved on, the lives of those affected are still devastated. I've continued to pray for the people whose lives were affected in Turkey and Syria by the initial earthquake and the thousands of aftershocks that followed. I think that because these people and their situations still weigh heavily on my heart, that maybe that's why the earthquakes mentioned on Good Friday and then in the text for today caught my attention, right? You know how sometimes you can read or watch something and you don't always pick up all the details, but it comes to you differently at different times? Well, this year I noticed that earthquakes bookend Good Friday and Easter Sunday. In Matthew, an earthquake occurs at the exact moment that Jesus breathed his last. And it split open rocks and released the bodies of many saints from their tombs. So also, when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary come to Jesus' tomb on Easter morning, there's an earthquake as the angel appears to roll the stone away. On both occasions, Good Friday and Easter morning, the earth shook, which was perhaps quite appropriate because the very foundation of everything that these two women, that the world once thought to be secure, had been completely shaken. We've grown so accustomed to celebrating Easter with beautiful flowers and joyful music, that I think we tend to forget what an unsettling and confusing and frightening experience that first Easter must have been for those who experienced it. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary had witnessed Jesus' crucifixion and burial, and still reeling from the trauma, they came to his tomb at dawn that morning. Matthew, unlike the other Gospels, does not say that they came to anoint Jesus' body for burial, but only that they came to see the tomb. What were they expecting to see or to do? To simply sit there and keep silent? To mournfully keep vigil at the tomb of their Savior? Or is it possible that they remembered Jesus' words about rising from the dead on the third day and holding onto hope, maybe with white knuckles? They came to see what would happen. We don't know, of course, but I think it's safe to say that they were not prepared for what did happen. Because a great earthquake shook the ground beneath them, and an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, dazzling like lightning, and rolled back the stone. The angel told them not to be afraid because Jesus was not in the tomb, that he had been raised just as he said. The angel even invited them to see the place where Jesus lay. And then they were told to go and tell the disciples that he had been raised and was going ahead of them to Galilee. And then, still probably shaking with some fear, and we're told great joy and a message to deliver, the women left quickly to carry out their mission. But then their world was rocked once again as Jesus himself met them along the way. The women, we're told, held onto his feet and worshiped him. And Jesus echoed the words of the angel, telling them not to be afraid, but to go and tell the others. Brothers and sisters, the earth-shaking news of the resurrection, for them and for us, is filled with fear and joy. And isn't the same thing true in our lives, that both are true at the same time? We can have fear and joy. Fear of what may happen to our children or grandchildren in a dangerous world. And joy at the blessing that they are to us. Fear at whether we will have a job in the year to come. And joy in the work that we get to do in the present. Fear about the fate of a loved one struggling with illness. Joy in the gift that that person has been and continues to be to us. Fear about the future amid problems, both national and global. And joy in the present, surrounded by those we love. It's both fear and joy that come together in the human experience. I think it's really powerful that the announcement of Jesus' resurrection doesn't take away the women's fear, but rather the announcement of the resurrection enables these women to keep faith amidst their fears, and it empowers them to share the good news in spite of their anxiety. This is the very definition of courage. We all know, all too well, what it is to have the ground beneath us shake. We have all felt the world around us quake, so to speak, at one time or another. We also know that following Jesus doesn't smooth out the rough places in our lives, that following Jesus doesn't stop the tremors that shake this world. The good news is that Jesus is risen and alive, and because he is risen and alive, he gives us the ability to keep our feet amid the tremors. And he enables us not just to persevere, but to even flourish when the earth quakes beneath us. Fear and joy, despair and hope, these are two sides of our lives in this world. But in the end, we have the resurrection promise that joy, hope, and love have the victory. The good news of Christ's resurrection, it doesn't take away our fear, though sometimes we desperately wish it would, but it does offer us courage and hope by anchoring us in the sure promise that God will have the last word. Do not be afraid. This charge from the angel and repeated by Jesus when he encounters the women is the same charge that Jesus gives us today. It's hard to be a human. There's a lot of scary and hard stuff in the world. And yet, the resurrection of Jesus Christ creates the possibility for joy and for hope and courage and so much more, because it changes everything. Everything. In the resurrection, we have God's promise that life is stronger than death, that love is greater than hate, that mercy overcomes judgment, and that all the sufferings and difficulties of this life, as real and painful as they are, do not have the last word, and they do not represent the final reality of our lives. Brothers and sisters, God's love has the last word, and that word is one of light and life, grace, mercy, love, and peace. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. We call your church to witness to your salvation. We give thanks for all the theologians, preachers, and teachers who proclaim your gospel. Equip all the baptized to share the joy of the resurrection in all that we do and say. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you bring abundant life throughout creation. The green blade rises, and all creation greets the resurrection dawn. Preserve vineyards and orchards and those who tend to them. Feed us with the fruits of creation. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you show your steadfast love without regard to borders, barriers, or human-made divisions. Infuse your justice in every nation of the world that all experience the peace that only you can give. Risen Lord, in your mercy. You anointed your Son with the Holy Spirit and with power. Encourage us by his example in our ministries of healing, care, and outreach. We pray for all who are in need, especially Dean, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Boyd, Scott, Paul and Carolina, Joe, Robert, Walt, Nancy, John, Karen, Mickey, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you have put gladness in our hearts. Inspire musicians and dancers to rejoice with songs of victory. Bless the music ministries of this congregation and all who foster our assembly song. Risen Lord, in your mercy. As you have raised Jesus from the dead, you show us your resurrection promise. With your holy ones who have sung your praise, free us from fear and empower us to go and tell the good news. Risen Lord, in your mercy.
Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you in way of the peace sign, in handshake, in hug. Feel free to move around and greet one another with the peace of Christ. Generous God,
in this meal you offer your very self. We give thanks for these gifts of the earth. In the breaking of this bread, reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in service to the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with the earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When we eat this bread, we share the body of Christ. And when we drink this cup, we share the blood of Christ. Reveal yourself to us, O Lord, in the breaking of bread, as once you revealed yourself to the disciples. This is the Lord's table. Jesus is the host. We are Christ's guests, and Jesus welcomes everyone to come to eat and be nourished, to be fed and forgiven. Visitors and children are welcome to receive communion, and all who do not receive communion are welcomed forward to receive a blessing. Just cross your arms over yourself so I'll know. We have gluten-free wafers available, and there's grape juice in the center of the trays. The risen Christ invites us to this table. Come, eat and be satisfied. stand as you are able for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Gracious God,
in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and in this meal of grace, you have nourished us life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
May our glorious God grant you a spirit of wisdom to know and to love the risen Lord Jesus, the God of life, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Bless you now and forever. Amen.
As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Go in peace. Share the good news. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.